The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about e-commerce.
Watching China transform from a mostly agricultural society into an advanced tech-driven economy has been remarkable. Shenzhen was a humble trading town in the early 1990s. Today, Shenzhen is China's most technologically advanced city, the equivalent of California's Silicon Valley. It's home to tech giants like Tencent and Huawei. The city also runs its entire fleet of buses and taxis on electricity. Changes that would take more than a decade to unfold in most Western cities have taken only a year or two in China. The country has built entire subway lines, airports, and high-speed railways in just a few years. It's also the world's largest car market and the world's largest e-commerce market. China completely overhauled its economy, and it barely took more than a couple of decades. It's an incredible growth story, the likes of which most of us have never seen before.
So, are there others taking notice and following in China's footsteps?
Yes, emerging markets like Southeast Asia, India, and Latin America, all of which are experiencing the same kind of boom that lifted China into prosperity. So these emerging markets already have a history of delivering triple and quadruple digit gains in just a few years. Brazil and South Korea are probably as different from each other as you can get, as emerging markets go. Brazil is a massive producer of raw commodities that include soybeans, corn, iron ore, and oil. South Korea, on the other hand, has become one of the biggest exporters of semiconductors, automobiles, and refined petroleum. Brazil's population is relatively young, with an average age of 33.5 years, while South Korea's average age is 43.7. So Brazil's population is 4 times larger than South Korea's, yet the two countries had a similar economic output as of 2020. As such, South Korea's GDP per capita is 4.5 times higher than Brazil's. So yes, Brazil and South Korea's economies are different, yet these two emerging markets have something in common. They are among the fastest growing e-commerce markets in the world.
And how do they compare to China?
China has ruled this space in recent years. Again, it's still the world's largest e-commerce market. But from 2010 to 2020, Brazil's e-commerce market grew from 14.8 billion reals to 87.4 billion reals. That's an average annual growth rate of 19.4%. During the same period, South Korea's e-commerce market grew from 25.2 trillion won to 159.4 trillion won. Its average growth per year comes out to 20.2%. The two economies have been moving almost in lockstep with each other. But because Brazil and South Korea are such different economies, their e-commerce industries are fueled by different trends.
So let's take a closer look at those different trends, and let's start with Brazil.
Well, simply put, it's one of the least penetrated e-commerce markets in the world. Brazil had 105 million online shoppers as of 2020, and that number is growing too. Less than half of Brazilians are taking part in the nation's e-commerce industry. That's lower than the 57% penetration rate for China and 81% for the U.S. Just to catch up with China, more than 21 million Brazilian shoppers would need to enter its e-commerce market, which analysts think will happen by 2025. So the reason for Brazil's low e-commerce penetration is simple. Only 75% of Brazil's population has access to the internet. That means 1 out of every 4 people still doesn't go online. So that represents a huge market. As of 2020, more than 46 million Brazilians didn't have internet at all. Each year, more than 4 million of them are getting online and finally getting the chance to buy through e-commerce sites for the first time. Meanwhile, just 8% of Brazil's total retail sales were made online as of 2020, less than 1/3 of China's e-commerce share. These are major economic drivers similar to what has happened in China in the past 25 years. The more people get online, the more people shop online. It's that simple.
Okay, and what's the trend in South Korea?
South Korea is totally different. It has one of the world's highest e-commerce penetration rates. Nearly 8 out of every 10 people in South Korea shop online. And that makes sense. The country has an internet penetration rate of close to 97%. So, with such a high penetration rate, what's driving the immense growth in South Korea's e-commerce market? All we need to do is look at the soaring share of e-commerce within the country's total retail market. In 2019, 21.5% of total retail sales in South Korea took place online. The following year, when the pandemic struck, it drove more people to shop online, bringing e-commerce to 27.2% of the retail market. But it didn't stop there. As of last year, that figure jumped to 28%. In short, South Koreans have decided that e-commerce is an indispensable part of their lives, and they're moving more and more of their everyday shopping online. On another note, like China, Latin America has a huge unbanked population. About half of all Latin Americans don't have access to financial products.
You mean no bank accounts?
That's right. No checking account, no savings account, and no credit cards. That's a big reason why the e-commerce penetration rate has been so low in Brazil. It makes growing the e-commerce market challenging. China still has 280 million unbanked adults, about 19% of the population. Many of them live in rural areas without easy access to banks, but the emergence of digital payment services completely changed the game for the e-commerce industry, partly because these apps could reach folks anywhere. So South Korea's online sales grew by just 21% last year, with South Koreans taking to online shopping like no other country that we've seen, even beating out China. E-commerce is a growing trend and good examples of what is happening around the world.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.